This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That remains our mission, ladies and gentlemen. All hands on deck are required if this is going to happen and get this country back on track. And I know that we have a president that says, make America great again. Our mission is to make America greater. Yes, we need to recover the areas that we've lost, and including our way. And if that can be done, then I believe America has everything going for it to really, truly make it greater, God willing. But this is up to us. It's up to we, the people. That's what our Constitution is all about. Well, before we get too far in today's show, there's a lot going on. We've got lots to talk about, including Harvey Weinstein, as he continues to remain in the news. Ali Nielsen is going to be joining us from MRC Business, and we're going to be talking about the amount of money that he gave to the Democrats, and of course how they have, you know, kind of in a PR sort of response, said they're going to donate that money. Yeah, I guess if you want to believe that, you know, it wasn't like they offered. It was like the question had to be asked them. Even last night with Hillary Clinton, you know, she talked about, you know, tithing, you know, giving 10%, and said that that money that she got from Harvey Weinstein would be part of it. Well, if it's if you're tithing is one thing, if you're going to return that money, that's something else altogether. I mean, I just, you know, just figuring out the math here doesn't quite work. But anyway, and we're going to talk about your taxes. But as I mentioned before, we get too far into this. One thing I do want to say, and I got to tell you, in the third hour yesterday's show, there was some language that got out that was very disturbing for me. I, you know, through some technical dysfunction, things were said on the air and associated with the show that it doesn't settle right with me. I think you know where I come from. You know, I'm looking out, you know, for your best interest, and I think that we can communicate in such a way that we don't have to get coarse with our language. Now, call me a prude, but I believe that we still need to respect and honor civility in discourse. And I understand things have been demonstrated, particularly from the left, targeted towards conservative women, that is absolutely disgusting. And I believe that there's ways to describe it without having to get so graphic. And something slipped on the air, and it got on our show, and it really bothered me. So I want to tell you up front that I apologize for that. I'm sorry that that happened. We are very careful, you know, in what we translate on this program, because we know that families are listening. And, you know, and when that passed through, I got to tell you, I didn't sleep well last night. It really bothered me. But I want you to know that I apologize for it. I'm sorry that it happened. Everybody on the team here understands what kind of show we present. They understand where I'm coming from. Yes, I'm a man of faith, and I believe in all things that we should honor God and honor one another. And we failed to do that yesterday, and I apologize to you for that. And let you know that we have again reviewed the situation and are exercising every manner of the process and procedures so that doesn't happen again. So I apologize for what got on the air during the third hour of our show yesterday, and we will continue to move forward looking in your best interest and blessing you. That is our goal in providing news that is more than an 8-second soundbite, that we have experts come on the show with the facts so that we can have an intelligent and robust conversation about the issues of the day. And we appreciate you spending time and investing your time to share a part of your day with us here on Bill Martinez Live.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We'll be creative. We will totally eliminate the penalty on returning future earnings back to the United States, and we will impose a one-time low tax on money currently parked overseas so it can be brought back home to America where it belongs and where it can do its job. My Council of Economic Advisors estimates that this change, along with a lower tax rate, would likely give the typical American household a $4,000 pay raise. Could be a lot more than that, too. You haven't heard this. So about a $4,000 amount of money additional for the American family to spend. That's very exciting. And you're going to spend that money. It's going to be put to work, and jobs are going to be produced, and we're going to start making our product again. Wouldn't that be nice? It's going to happen. And by the way, not as part of our tax plan, but I am right now renegotiating trade deals that are so horrendous and so one-sided and so embarrassing for our country. We are, you're probably reading the papers, renegotiating NAFTA. We're renegotiating various other deals with foreign countries that are so embarrassing and so horrendous that you would say, why on earth would anybody have signed a deal like that? I'll also be announcing, as you know, my statement and what we'll be doing with respect to the Iran deal, speaking of badly negotiated deals, okay? We're doing that very shortly. So to summarize, our plan goes from 8 tax brackets down to 4, expands the zero tax bracket greatly, expands the child tax credit, repeals the estate tax and special interest tax breaks, cuts the corporate tax rate from much more and equal to 35% tax, and brings it all the way down to 20%, and cuts tax rates for small businesses to the lowest level in more than 80 years.
Well, Donald Trump taking the message to the street, out to the people, where we've always said that's the best place for him to deliver, you know, his vision is to get with the people, go back to Main Street America, go back to the people that elected you into office, get away from the Beltway. The Beltway is the swamp. It is diseased and dysfunctional. I mean, come on. And I say come on toward the Democrats and the resistance that is wasting our time and our money. This is not what we sent them to D.C. to do, just to block things. You know, this country has been languishing long enough. Look what it has cost us, and how much better off we could have been if we'd have been churning around at about a 3 to 4% GDP. We could have overcome the housing bust and the economic crisis that we went through a lot sooner. But the brain trust of our country, the elite, said, oh, no, you know, we got to put $1 trillion of money into this. And what President Obama do but pay back all the cronies that got him elected? And as he kind of laughingly stated, which is amazing to me, and America just kind of took it in the chin and said, you know, it's okay. If you remember, he kind of, well, those weren't exactly shovel-ready jobs. Well, you think? I mean, here was all this money that was deposited into the economy to save the economy, to create jobs, did just the opposite. I mean, it was an absolute disaster. And you know that there's books yet to come out to really look back at the Obama administration retrospectively and hopefully, objectively, because it was a disaster. You know, the cash for clunkers, how that was handled. I mean, you just go right on down the line. The health care program, the affordable, so-called Affordable Care Act that is on life support right now, and that has been a disaster that the current administration has to spend an inordinate amount of time, and legislators have to spend an inordinate amount of time to clean it up. And it is going by the wayside, but people are saying, well, I still want to, well, it's dead. You want something dead? Or do you want something that's going to work in terms of the Affordable Care Act? And it looks like in order to make things happen, President Trump's going to have to follow the lead of one Barack Obama and use his pen and start doing some executive orders in order to save this health care law. And, the mantra has been repeal, replace. But meanwhile, you know, we've got people that are counting on health care. What the Democrats and Barack Obama is as ill-conceived as it was and is. I mean, it is a landmine that's just getting ready to explode. And for some families, it's already exploded. And how do you think that makes them feel? But certainly the mainstream media is not going to give them voice and position, but, they're exercising their voice and their disgust with the whole program by voting in an outsider, which is an absolute disturbance to the beltway force of this country. Because they just cannot believe that an outsider, as they often say, a reality star, is now in the Oval Office. Well, America could care less what your background is can you do the job? Can you make something happen? And when you already look at what President Trump is able to do on behalf of we the people with all the resistance and the counter-legislation and attitude that has been taking place in the Beltway, all because of partisanship, I mean, come on. Democrats, let's get together here. Let's find out what we can agree on. I mean, you don't want tax reform. Now you want to sit there and put it down and kind of look a gift horse in the mouth. You know, we're able to do something that's going to put money back in the hands of the people. But see, this is the philosophical divide between the two parties. And this is what you got to see. You know, the Democrats don't want to give your money back. I mean, they feel like you're not smart enough. You know, it's kind of like Dianne Feinstein. I mean, if you listen to what she said, you talk about the code and how people express their hearts and what she said about Californians. She said all of California, they want gun control. 100%? Really? I mean, do you really believe that that's the case? But that's what they feel. And even like one judge who vacated 8 million votes, California votes on the definition of marriage. And they say, okay, one man, one woman, this is our vote, this is what we believe in. And one judge in California says, you guys don't know what you're talking about. We're gonna save you from yourself, and we're going to vacate those 8 million votes. Okay? And Californians, if the truth be known, they're not even sure what to expect in becoming a sanctuary city. They know Kate Steinle happened in their state. And how many other dangerous things are going to happen because they decide to essentially break the law and embrace lawlessness? How is that going to pronounce itself? But, you know, hey, look, at the elites know better. And this is what we're dealing with here. We've got a president that wants to get this country back on track and to make it great again. Okay, and this involves all of us. Okay, Republican, Democrat, this is an American thing. This isn't a partisan thing. But people who want to be partisan are going to do everything they can to stall it, because there's no way they're going to let Donald Trump and the Republicans get credit.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit survey.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at survey.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
President Trump, it actually helps us in the long run.
It's very interesting because so far there's not many Democratic heavyweights, just other celebrities weighing in. You know the guy who's got to watch himself? LeBron James. I know he doesn't have to work another day in his life, but he called the president, called him a bum, continues to double down, retweets with some repeats of what Eminem said last night. He's become becoming very polarizing as a figure. When you see other savvy athletes like Michael Jordan, he might have some feelings, but he knows, as he said before, Republicans buy sneakers too.
That's right. LeBron James should be very careful. In fact, he tweeted a supportive tweet about Eminem today, as did Colin Kaepernick. They need to be careful. These are diversionary tactics. We've seen the left, the mainstream media, try to paint the president as a racist and misogynist, sow these false narratives. And now you have rappers and sports guys kind of feeding into the same thing, the same narrative voters rejected in 2016. So it falls flat, but be careful. You're going to lose a lot of fans if you keep doing this.
Now, let me ask some, Kaylee. If the president does want to focus on African Americans, minorities, because we know that he's not the person that is labeled.
Well, let's go ahead and grab it from there. Thank you. Just about 20 minutes after top of the hour, Rob Bushka joins us now, syndicated host for NBC Sports Radio and LA Sports host on 95.5 KLOS. Of course, he takes charge of the Bush Leagues is the name of his show as well. Rob, good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm great, man. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, good to have you here to talk about, you know, all this incitement that has been going on, and I think through this whole process, the fans, maybe even the NFL, slow to learn and understand that you got to be careful. You're on hallowed ground when you're talking about our flag, our country, and our anthem.
Yeah, it's been something that, I mean, is actually dying down a little bit, you know, over the last few weeks. And I think the players, their message is getting lost in the whole thing. And then the people have spoken that they're not, you know, taking kindly to what's happening right now. And especially when you couple with what's going on in Las Vegas, I mean, anything that unifies a country and it just happens to intertwine with the same thing, even though it's a completely different message and what the players are trying to send or what they're trying to accomplish. It just don't get in the way of unifying this country and trying to be divisive. No matter how unhappy you are, find a different way, you know, to go about doing it.
And, where's the Players Association on this, Rob? I mean, you hear a lot from Goodell, but the Players Association, in terms of its first line of defense, should have circled around Colin Kaepernick when it began. And even Donald Trump said right away that he would have nipped it in the bud. He would have put him on timeout for one game and then two if he continued to do it. But even before then, you know, the league itself needs to adjudicate these situations and honor their brand and their constituents. But to let it flame out like this and to, you know, get into the, you know, the racial divide and animus, boy, I mean, you talk about anything but unifying. This is what this does.
Well, I think you were right when you said let it flame out, because when this thing in a few weeks is completely done and nobody's talking about it and nobody's really publicizing it a whole lot, I mean, what did we accomplish?
Exactly.
Who won? Did anybody won? I mean, I think we're worse off than when we started. You know, I mean, you can sit there and be that guy on the street corner that yells and makes all that noise all you want. If people keep walking by you and don't pay attention as much, you know, all of a sudden you're falling on deaf ears.
Well, exactly.
That's what's happening here with this. And it's pretty simple. If the NFL wants to change this, why not institute a law or a policy? This is it. And we all work for certain companies that say certain things. You can't behave this way. You can't do this. It's a company law. It's a company rule. You have to shave if you're a member of the New York Yankees. You know, you can't have a beard. You can't have plenty of guys that said, I don't want to go to the Yankees. I don't want to get rid of my goatee. Something as simple as that.
Right,
and as innocuous as that. Here's the deal. You stand or you don't. Or you take that degree that you probably didn't rightfully earn from Alabama anyway and go be a camp counselor at the YMCA for $36,000 a year that you're probably going to fail at that anyway. You want to do that or make millions playing in the NFL? I didn't think so. Leave them a choice. It's not hard.
Right, exactly. And the thing that amazes me is that, you know, I got to tell you, it bothers me when I see guys like and hear guys like Spike Lee. I think Spike Lee is very talented. He's very gifted. I think some of the things he's created is absolutely awesome. LeBron James, the same way. Very talented, very gifted. But when it comes to politics and what they're trying to do, it's like, buddy, you guys are hurting yourself. I mean, first of all, Spike Lee talks about, you know, he makes reference to the plantation and that sort of thing. Come on, Spike, give me a break, would you? Because here it is. The last time I checked and read anything about history, I didn't know anything about the slaves owning 55% of the plantation. Did you?
No. No,
So the reference is just, it is ridiculous. It's incendiary. You know, I think that you can be a force for good, LeBron James, Spike Lee, anybody else, to help us get over. This country has been suffering long enough for this racial divide. And thank God we have a lot of blacks that have moved on, and they're out there and contributing and doing their thing. And, of course, there's some black activists that will call them, you know, Jim Crow or whatever, but it's like they've realized in their life that, you know, just like you said, after all this exercise and the damage that they have done, Colin Kaepernick and company have done to the NFL and to the fans, I don't think this is an overnight turnaround. This is damage that's going to take them a while to recover from.
Yeah, it will. I think that your listeners are smarter, and people on the right are more educated to see through a lot of this stuff. When it comes to LeBron and when it comes to Spike Lee, I want to be entertained by you, and that's it. Okay, I don't go to Starbucks and ask them for advice on how to make a burger.
Yes.
Okay, I don't go to In-N-Out and ask them how they make their coffee, which I don't even think they have coffee there. You know, that's really what's happening. Okay, Spike Lee, when I want to see a movie, something controversial, that's fine. I don't want you weighing in on political efforts. That's the way I look at things. There are certain things that always makes me laugh when Charles Barkley has advice for Ezekiel Elliott being a pro football player, not getting caught up in the whole domestic violence kind of thing and situation there. You know, like Charles Barkley, he's been in trouble more times than anyone can. Who is that a guy you want to take advice on? Right? Like, I want financial aid, or I want financial advice from Bernie Madoff. Okay, that's where this whole LeBron thing, and that's where the whole Charles Barkley thing, and the whole Spike Lee thing is getting lost on me. I take people for what they are. If I look at people as basically one dimensional, now unfortunately I know a lot of people don't think that way. Just because they're popular, just because an athlete or an actor like a George Clooney comes out and says something, people that like him as an actor are going to easily be influenced by the same political ideals that they do. And that's a war that we're never going to win, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. If the smarter people realize that all you do is entertain me for 2 hours, you're nice to look at and you're funny, that's it. But I can think on my own politically, but enough people don't think like that, I think, in the way that we do. And it's sad. It's a war that was here long before we got here. It's going to continue after we leave.
Well, you're probably right, sadly. Again, my being the eternal optimist, as my father would refer to me, Rob, is that I still would hope that we'd be able to, you know, come together, because I've got to tell you, we've come a long way. You know, from the 60s when I was growing up, and in our community, the racial divide came on after the Watts riots, but it was like one of those things, like, we didn't even know that there was a racial divide. You know, we were just like living our lives. We had black friends. We didn't think about it.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden, it got introduced in this big way, and we've been dragging this big anchor, you know, behind us ever since. And it's like, man, when are we going to have enough of this stuff already?
Yeah, you know, it's funny, too, because I like coming on your show, and I've been on a few times, too. Martinez, who works for you, also does some work with my sports show.
Yeah,
there. But I didn't know you were the eternal optimist, because it's funny, because Art, you should talk to Art about that, because he knows I'm the eternal pessimist. I'm that kind of guy who grew up to believe everybody's gonna let you down, and then if you don't, you pleasantly surprise me. Bill, I'm 45, and I'm finally now just trusting my mom, thinking she's an okay person. You know? So, look, I deal with sports and I deal with athletes all the time, so nothing surprises me.
Exactly.
You know, when it comes to that kind of thing. But no, you're right, and the same thing. I grew up in the same type of situation there in Seattle, in a cultural diverse area. I specifically wanted to go to and continue to go to the high school that Jimi Hendrix went to, Garfield High School there in Seattle, because it was black, because it was white, because it was Asian. It was a mixture of everything. And then when I got yanked out of that high school later on and sent to Gonzaga High School, which is an all-parochial, really privileged school, I mean, I didn't know what to do.
Well, we got to leave it right there, Rob. We're out of time. Thanks, Rob.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Send your emails direct. MSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
And we welcome those emails. By the way, drop me an email. Tell me you want a pair of tickets. I'm giving away a free pair of tickets. We're doing this all morning long, so thanks for joining us. To the movie, true story, Mitch Davis has written and he's produced and directed it, called The Stray. And I got a pair of tickets for you. Just drop me an email. And make sure you include your address and everything. Actually, we can do this electronically. So send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Be happy to get those tickets for you. You can enjoy the movie on us, all right? 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Allie Nielsen joins us right now, staff writer, research analyst for MRC Business. Allie, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Boy, I'll tell you, the drama that is Harvey Weinstein continues, not only just the money that he put out. His daughter now says he's suicidal. Harvey Levin is kind of trying to keep an eye on him as well. Supposedly he was going to Europe for therapy. He may be somewhere in Arizona. God only knows. But what a mess after all these allegations that came out as a result, finally, of a New York Times article, several days ago, last week, actually. And, this is something that Hollywood knew for a long time. I mean, this has been going on for decades. And, I'll tell you, it's a mad scramble for cover for all those that had an idea and even had direct contact with Harvey and the mess that he was creating in Hollywood.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And like you said, just more and more information keeps coming out. First, there was the New York Times article that said, okay, 30 years of sexual harassment. And then there was the New Yorker that was like, no, it goes further. It goes to actual abuse. And all of this information coming in and, you know, so many people saying, oh, we had no idea. We're so surprised. Mm. But, and, you know, his people that he donated to, especially, you know, Democrat candidates saying, oh, we're going to take the donations he gave to us and we're going to give them to charity because this is unacceptable. You know, I look at that and I think this is too little too late because, you know, all of these allegations may not have been public knowledge until now, but there were serious hints back in 2015, all the way back to 2009, you know, when he was defending Roman Polanski, who is a convicted child rapist, you know, saying this is no way to treat a man. You know, he's a great creative person, all this stuff. Or, you know, in 2015, when he was questioned for, you know, harassing a woman by the police, these are stories on the internet that yes. you can find pretty easily. Right. And donors were still taking his money after that.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a thing, the scary part about power and money. And Harvey Weinstein wielded it, and he used it against everybody, including the media. You know, the media knew that if they printed the story, you know, and NBC, which had their hands on the story initially, and then came out with some sort of, you know, flaky, weak response as to why they didn't, I'm sure Harvey Weinstein gave him a call and said, how many millions of dollars do I spend with you guys? I mean, they were looking at a serious loss there and decided that for the money that he gave to them and other media types as well, it was better for them to remain silent. And now here it is years later, decades later, and really they've become complicit in this whole scandal, haven't they?
They really are. And, you know, it wasn't just NBC. You know, there were other outlets, even back exactly. in 2004, mm-hmm. who, you know, didn't have maybe the wealth of information, but they still had a story. And Weinstein called them up and basically bullied them into not publishing it. And not only that, you know, he was going after the individual women, too. Mm-hmm. You know, the ones who did end up refusing him or saying no, I don't want to be a part of this. I don't want to do this. Then you had salacious news stories coming out from them, you know, about them in gossip magazines. And that's a whole nother level of media complicity, you know, not just covering up the story, but then, you know, you have gossip magazines or whatever, pretty much helping him destroy those women, which is completely and utterly disgusting. And that's the problem when you have someone who has so much power. That as one person, especially, you know, a young woman trying to make, you know, her career break, she doesn't have the power to take him down. Yeah. And, you know, it's just disgusting to me. Like when I was a little girl, I wanted to be an actress. I think probably every girl goes through that, and probably a lot of boys too. You know, you see people.
Let me say this, Allie, if I can cut you off. As much as every girl and every boy would want to be in Hollywood, every father, every parent was going, oh, God, please let them do something else. I don't want my daughter exposed to the casting couch. I mean, everybody knows that's part and parcel of the experience.
Yeah, no, they do. And then, you know, you have those people who do actually make it there. They stick to that dream and they get there. And then that's what they're faced with is, oh, you want your big movie break? Do me this favor.
That's right.
And then suddenly, you know, it's taking this dream they've had and just turning it into a nightmare. And it's horrible. And it's horrible that the media backed that up, that politicians didn't call it out, kept taking these donations. It's a whole web of just utter horribleness is really what it is.
And I don't know how deep, you know, America is ready to, you know, deal with this. I mean, there's been reports, you know, we talk about young girls and there's been reports of young boys, suicides of young boys, actors who have been abused at the hands of powerful people in Hollywood. You know, stories of, you know, Hugh Hefner, who just passed away, parties at the Playboy Mansion. These young boys would go and there you go and this see this magnificent facility and it's all sex, drugs, rock and roll and tape recordings these kids are being it's being held against them and they're controlled throughout their you know their careers. And just like you said, you know, and it all started with the dream to want to be on the big screen.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, this isn't even a new problem. It's not that, it's not even that Weinstein is this, you know, new thing that's never happened in Hollywood. This goes back to at least the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it probably goes back even further in theater, right, where, you know, the big, powerful producers, directors, whatever, use their position to abuse people. Mm-hmm. It's systemic, and yet Hollywood will stand up and act like they have a moral authority when it comes to, you know, public policy or politics or whatever. And yet they are just as corrupt. And, you know, not every single person in Hollywood, but... Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's known. It's known that this is what happened. And so for them to turn around and act like they have a moral authority when this is what they let happen behind closed doors is hypocrisy.
And you're going to tell me that Hillary,
and it's horrible.
And you're going to tell me Hillary Clinton, who's been around this, you know, her adult life, she's not going to see the signs of this. She's going to claim some sort of ignorance about a guy like Harvey Weinstein. I mean, that doesn't make sense to me.
And then it took her 5 days to say something about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, honey, you knew about this. Like, you knew about things years ago. Don't give me any of this baloney.
Right. And then she talks about giving the money back. And I like in the context of when she said this, she goes, well, I give 10%, and that will be part of my 10%. Well, no, 10% is that's a side. You know, that's from what you do. Yeah. You're not putting, what about all the money, whatever all that represents, whatever went to the Clinton Foundation and her, and, of course, the way some of this money has been broken up, it's all very suspicious and convenient and categorized as to how much was given out here. But the DNC, I mean, Harvey Weinstein, I mean, you're talking, what, 719,000. I mean, you're talking a lot of money that he has given to Democratic causes here, right?
Yeah, no, 719,382 to be specific, since 1990.
Right.
And then 68,000 of that was after 2015, after all those 2015 allegations came out. So, you know, he's given all this money over a long period of time, and then, you know, donors are like Hillary Clinton, for example, are still taking donations after these allegations came out.
Yeah, without a doubt.
You know, we're, you know, this is, you know, people like Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Chuck Schumer, you know, these big name Democrats, not to mention the DNC, like you brought up, all taking money from him.
Exactly. Well, Allie, we got to leave it right there. Again, thank you for the article. Great writing here. Allie is a staff writer and research analyst for MRC Business. Allie Nielsen on Bill Martinez Live.
I had another dream last night about a poor wise man who changes the city.
When you feel alone.
We don't share the same life. We don't share anything.
You can leave. You choose.
And discover a life-changing friendship.
We have sought him. That's a man from that dream.
On October 20th, a simple act of kindness can change everything.
Amazing how far a little 10, 11 care can go.
Find love.
Our lives together will never be as beautiful.
Find hope.
I was so different from other people. But what I found out was, everybody's different. Same kind, different as me.
Based on the incredible true story and best-selling book, Same Kind of Different as Me, starring Academy Award nominee Greg Kinnear and Academy Award winner Renee Zellweger. Be in theaters October 20th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. For tickets and showtimes, go to samekindofdifferentasmemovie.com.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Hey, it's the way we roll. That's what we like. 14 before the top of the hour. Welcome back. It is time. Yes, no big fanfare today because he's not wearing his top hat. So no top hat. We don't do, you know, the Kleegs and lights, camera action. But yet, you know, it's Hollywood time. And, of course, Hollywood's a little nervous these days with all the craziness coming out of Hollywood. But fortunately, we've got some good news when we have Steve, the movie guy, on with us. Steve-O, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine. Saw Blade Runner last weekend. Blade Runner.
You and a bunch of million other people, too, right?
Yeah, it didn't do quite what they had wanted. It did about 32.7, I guess. They were hoping for a lot more than that. It was long, and it was slow. But you should know that going in, but it's amazing to look at, and I think I understand what was going on. It's not clear, but my wife and I walked out and said, now, what was this about, and how did that get, what did this mean? So it is a little confusing, but anyway. So
after you see the movie, you have to go see a therapist? Is that what you're telling
me? Well, not the therapist. It would be good to go to talk with somebody who maybe knows a lot about this whole story.
Well, maybe we could call you, right? Can we call you? Are you available at 3 o'clock in the morning?
No. As a matter of fact,
okay.
All right. I don't think so, no.
So explain the rough parts, because I'm sure whatever your wife questioned is the right parts to question. So what did she ask?
Well, it has to do with the Harrison Ford character and his daughter, and as I understand it, kind of the mating between the replicants and the human beings, and that's kind of the storyline there. So anyway, check out the trailer and talk to somebody who's seen it, and maybe it'll be a wonderful experience for you. It's a little slow and a little long. I found myself looking at my watch more than once.
Oh.
That's Blade Runner 2049. The Mountain Between Us was number 2. That made about 10.5. We have It number 3, My Little Pony the Movie number 4, and Kingsman Golden Circle rounding out the top 5. Well, this, by the way, is Friday the 13th weekend. I'm not sure whether you realize this was happening this weekend. And, of course, we have Halloween coming up. So we have a horror film coming out this weekend, which, by the way, is getting some pretty good reviews. 65% recommending Happy Death Day. Kind of creepy.
Happy Death Day.
Here.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a college student reliving the day of her murder with both its unexceptional details and also the terrifying end. She relives this until she discovers her killer's identity. So 65% recommending. If you want to get creeped out and freaked out, this may be the one for you.
Yeah,
this weekend.
So, yeah.
Happy Death Day out this weekend.
What happened with movies you just wanted to be entertained by?
We have a couple of those.
Oh, we do. Okay, all right.
We do.
Okay, all right.
No,
okay.
We have a couple.
Well, you just concerned me. You lead out. Well, only you let out with Happy Death Day because of Friday the 13th weekend. So
right, and it probably will be number one. They think it's going to make about $20 million this weekend.
Happy Death Day, really? Happy Death Day.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That'll be number one.
What does that say about our society?
Well, I'm not sure. Okay. But, you know, it is that time of year. Of course, you know, you can't miss the fact that Halloween is right around the corner because, you know, you see all the decorations everywhere.
Yes.
So we have a movie for Jackie Chan fans. A lot of people looking forward to Jackie being back on the screen. This is a live-action film with Jackie. He's been doing a lot of voiceover work. But this is called The Foreigner, which is getting great reviews. 80% recommending this thing. This is the story of a humble businessman played by Jackie Chan. His name is Kwan. They're in London. He has a long buried past, but it erupts in a revenge fueled vendetta when the only person left for him to love, his teenage daughter, is taken from him in a senseless act of politically motivated terrorism. Now, in his relentless search for the identity of the terrorist, Kwan is forced into a cat and mouse conflict with a British government official played by Pierce Brosnan, whose own past may hold clues to the identity of the elusive killers. This is directed by Martin Campbell, who directed Casino Royale, that James Bond film. Getting good reviews, and if you're a Jackie Chan fan or a Pierce Brosnan fan, check out The Foreigner this weekend.
Steve-O, tell me that America isn't the land of opportunity. I mean, here's Jackie Chan, who, you know, is still working on commanding the English language. I mean, he is a character, and he does voiceovers. I mean, you know, so give me a break here. This is America, that somebody like Jackie Chan, who, and he's come a long way, there's no doubt about it. I mean, he you know, in terms of being able to speak the language, but he's doing voiceovers now. That's, you know.
Absolutely.
Hey.
You know, you're right. Speaking of the land of opportunity, we have the movie coming out this weekend called Marshall. This is the story of Thurgood Marshall. It's played by a guy by the name of Chadwick Boseman, who I am a huge fan of. He was in Jackie Robinson. He played Jackie Robinson in 42, and he also played James Brown in Get On Up. This guy is amazingly talented, and this is quite a story. Of course, it was 50 years ago, back in 1967, that Thurgood Marshall became the first African-American appointed to the Supreme Court. He was the one that argued Brown versus the Board of Education in 1954, in which the Supreme Court finally made it school segregation illegal. And this is a story of young Thurgood Marshall, and it follows him to conservative Connecticut to defend this black chauffeur who's charged with the sexual assault and attempted murder of his white socialite employer, played by Kate Hudson. And he has a problem with this court because it's very segregated. So he partners with a courageous young Jewish lawyer, Samuel Friedman, played by Josh Gad in the movie, and together they mount this defense in this environment of racism and anti-Semitism, and this high-profile case and the partnership with Friedman served as a template for Marshall's creation of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. Amazing story, and amazing and terrifically portrayed here by Chadwick Boseman. It's called Marshall, out this weekend. 86% are recommending. And then another autobiographical, I should say biographical movie. This is called Professor Marston and the Wonder Woman. This is a crazy story, but it's true. This amazing story that of what inspired Harvard psychologist Dr. William Moulton Marston to create the iconic Wonder Woman character, which was created way back in the 1940s. And his feminist superhero was criticized by censors of the day for her sexual perversity. I guess those early comic books were a little kinky.
Mm-hmm.
And while all of this was going on, he was keeping a secret that could have destroyed him at the time. His muses for Wonder Woman and this character were his wife, Elizabeth Marston, and their lover, Olive Byrne. Now, these two empowered women who are living in this polyamorous relationship, defying convention, obviously, and working with Marston on his work of human sexual behavior at Harvard at the time. And they were, of course, leading this hidden life, which is the subject of this movie.
Mm. And where's Masters and Johnson in all this?
Well, yeah, I mean, it really kind of crazy. 89% recommending. It's called Professor Marston and the Wonder Women, obviously rated R. Check out the trailer if you're interested in the backstory of Wonder Woman.
But like you said, the title Wonder Women.
I mean,
it's just like, okay, because when I first saw that, I go, am I, you know, and then you go, and then you tell me the background, I go, okay, we get it now. Wonder
That's
Women.
How that was done.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the creation of or the Professor Marston and the women.
Okay.
Another movie here called 7852. If you're a film buff, this is really a documentary you should see this weekend. We're all familiar with the shower scene in Psycho, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, classic scene. And this is a scene that takes about 3 minutes to play out.
There I think people stopped taking showers for a while after that.
it was a moment, I'll tell you. Yeah. And this was created with 78 different camera setups and 52 edits over the course of 3 minutes. That's why the title is 7852. And they say that this was a taboo, shattering shower scene, and it redefined screen violence and set the stage for decades of slasher films to come. So you have people like Jamie Lee Curtis, Eli Roth, Peter Bogdanovich. They dissect this thing frame by frame and unpack Hitchcock's dense web of illusions and double meanings. Like I say, this is a bit into the weeds, but if you are a film buff, this is really one to see. It's called 7852, the story of the shower scene.
And only fitting that Jamie Lee Curtis would comment on this, right?
Right, yes.
I mean, after all, it was her mother. And
in the shower.
Yeah, it was her mother in the shower. And I got to tell you, you know, I played in a tennis tournament with Janet Leigh. One of the highlights of my career at the Ambassador Hotel. And I loved playing with her because she was a hugger. And she inspired me to new heights of winning because the reward was getting hugged by Janet Leigh every time we won. So
that's an incentive right there. Absolutely.
Boy, I'm just telling you, it's just one of those things. It's just the joys of rock and roll radio in Los Angeles.
Yeah, and, you find yourself in some interesting situations.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the first time I met Jamie Lee Curtis. I think she was 17 years old. And, oh, my goodness, her mother just kept saying, she's 17. and because she was quite a spirited one, as they would say.
And quite attractive, yes, yeah. Back in the day. And at the Ambassador Hotel, that historic location.
Yep, exactly.
Well, another movie out, which I really want to see. I've wanted to see it ever since I saw the trailer the first time. It's called Breathe.
Mm.
And it's this inspiring true love story between Robin and Diana Cavendish. They're played by Andrew Garfield and Claire Foy. And they're an adventurous couple that refuse to give up in the face of a devastating disease. When Robin is struck down by polio at the age of, you know, he was this athlete, he was a stud, and all of a sudden he gets polio at the age of 28, and they say he's confined to a hospital bed and given only a few months to live. They're saying, hey, you know, you're stuck. You're here in this iron lung. But with the help of her twin brother and the groundbreaking ideas of an inventor, Teddy Hall, they dare to escape the hospital ward. They invent a wheelchair that's also a ventilator, and they're able to live this full and passionate life together. And there's one line in the movie, which I'll leave you with. He says, I don't want to just survive. I want to truly live. And it's just a great, great idea, and it looks like a terrific film. 61% recommending Breathe. We have a true
love story. I mean, and that's what really will even just capture your heart all the more. And well done. I've seen the trailer on this, too, and I'm with you, Steve, on that one. That one and Thurgood Marshall definitely grabs my attention this weekend. We're going to see what we can do. See if I can find my way to the Cineplex, and don't forget the popcorn. Steve Evans, the movie guy on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Steve.
Have a great weekend.
You got it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.